Son, never stop learning.
Around the year 1100 AD, a city rose along the banks of the Mississippi River that would have stunned any medieval traveler. Cahokia, at its peak, held between 10, 0, and 20, 0 people, larger than London at the same moment in history. Think of that for a second. London, one of Europe's great capitals, outpaced by a city most Americans have never heard of. Cahokia featured massive earthen mounds, organized plazas, and a sophisticated social hierarchy. It was not a village, it was a metropolis. And it was just one of hundreds of complex societies thriving across a continent that Europeans would later, and wrongly, describe as empty wilderness. That empty wilderness idea is one of history's most damaging myths, Alina. The reality is staggering in its scale. Archaeologists have identified over 300 distinct languages spoken by hundreds of diverse nations across North America before 1492. 300 languages. That number alone tells you something profound. Language diversity of that magnitude signals centuries of separate cultural development, distinct governance systems, unique spiritual traditions, and sophisticated economies. The continent was not waiting to be discovered. It was already fully alive. Now, the key idea here is that pre-contact America was not a single story. It was hundreds of stories running simultaneously across an enormous and varied landscape. Far to the southwest, a different kind of genius was at work. The ancestral Puebloans faced a brutal challenge. How do you build a civilization in high desert terrain with extreme temperatures and scarce water? Their answer was architectural. They constructed Cliff Palace at Mesa Verde, a massive complex carved directly into a canyon wall, featuring over 150 rooms and 23 kivas, which were circular ceremonial chambers used for community and spiritual life. The engineering required to build at that elevation, using stone masonry without metal tools, represents a level of technical skill that still impresses modern architects. The structure wasn't just shelter, it was a statement. A community organizing itself around shared ritual, shared defense, and shared identity. That means the ancestral Puebloans weren't simply surviving the desert, they were mastering it. Now consider governance. For many people, democracy feels like a modern invention, something that emerged from European Enlightenment thinkers. But the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, also known as the Iroquois, had already built one of the world's most sophisticated democratic systems long before European contact. Their Great Law of Peace is considered one of the oldest living participatory democracies on record. It united multiple nations under a shared constitution, established rules for debate, protected the rights of member nations, and even included mechanisms for removing leaders who abused power. This is where it gets genuinely remarkable, Alina. Some historians and political scholars argue that the Haudenosaunee model directly influenced the framers of the United States Constitution. The U.S. Senate has formally acknowledged this connection. A system of representative governance, checks on power, collective decision-making, these ideas were not imported to this continent. In some form, they were already here. Connecting all of these societies was something equally impressive. Trade. Continental-scale exchange networks moved goods across thousands of miles. Copper from the Great Lakes appeared in communities along the Gulf Coast. Shells from the Pacific showed up in the interior plains. Obsidian, pottery, and ceremonial objects traveled routes that crossed mountain ranges and river systems. These weren't random exchanges. They were maintained relationships, built on trust, diplomacy, and mutual benefit, the same foundations that underpin any functioning economy. Remember this when you encounter the old narrative of isolated, primitive tribes. The pre-contact Americas were networked, they were connected, and they were, by any honest measure, a civilization in the fullest sense of the word. The takeaway from this first chapter of American history is direct and non-negotiable. North America was not an empty wilderness waiting for history to begin. It was a vibrant, diverse, and densely populated continent, home to democratic governments, engineering marvels, and trade networks of continental reach, all flourishing long before a single European ship crossed the Atlantic.